You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Got the TVs on in the studio here. Slee Woodham's tuned to the Dodger Spectrum channel.
Yeah.
And they're showing Tyler Glasnow in high school striking guys out. That shouldn't be allowed.
How tall did you say he is?
He's 6'8". Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine being a... I mean, dude, you've told me stories of Phil Nevin.
Oh.
Like, you,
yeah.
Guys that were in the league for a long time.
Phil Nevin was the number one pick in the draft. He won the Golden Spikes. That's like winning the Heisman Trophy. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have very good luck against him. He got a few hits off me.
Imagine
sure
if Zach Edey had been a pitcher.
Everybody.
Oh, okay. Speaking of Zach Edey, this is messed up, but also deeply, deeply funny. My son Bobby showed me this on, I think it was Instagram the other night. He's like, somebody put a picture of Zach Edey on and said, what would he be doing if he weren't a basketball player? And some of the very first comment was, you'll know in 6 months.
That's out of pocket. That is out of pocket.
Like, that is cruel, man.
Yeah. But he was a pitcher in high school, so
Zach
he had that
was.
Leverage. Yeah.
Oh, he's
yeah.
He's huge. But God,
what's he supposed to be? I have no idea what he's supposed to be in the draft.
Who knows? If he were any good, he wouldn't have been in college
also,
for 4 years.
Also, even if he got drafted, doesn't really mean that he's going to play necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who doesn't play 4 years of college? NBA guys. And really, really good NBA guys.
Great. Speaking of which, NBA
be a
draft.
Role player. How long did
Hawkins was there a long off. Time?
I kind of learned this, I guess, through TikTok and people talking about it, that the WNBA specifically, there are so few roster spots. Like, over half the girls that get drafted
don't make the teams.
And that's kind of because they want expansion to have these like more players in the league. There's so few roster spots for everybody that it's really hard even to make the team. So just because you get drafted doesn't mean you actually get the team, which I think is kind of sad.
Well, there's only, like in baseball, there's 25 guys on every team. Every team has 5 or 6 minor league affiliates. So there's lots of spots that if you get drafted, you're going to play.
100%.
Right.
Football, there's, you know, 50 some odd guys on the team plus another 10 or so on the practice squad. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of spots. In basketball, there's 12 or 15 guys.
Yeah.
There's only two rounds in the draft.
That's why you're going international. That's why you're going. You end up playing in Europe and everywhere else.
Become a science teacher.
There you go.
Cop. You know, whatever comes up next. And I just saw him like, that is simultaneously so cruel and really, really funny. I want to say it's a must. Wasn't Monday the must win? The Laker Monday game the must, especially considering all the circumstances?
I think anybody that, you know, I had said this, and you and I talked about it, that you can't fall 0-2 down to the Denver Nuggets. Okay, let me give you some examples.
Almost to anybody.
Let me give you some examples. If the Philadelphia 76ers came back from 0-2 down, I wouldn't be shocked because it's not like the Knicks are. I don't think – Knicks are a tough team, a gritty team. If they win a round or so, it's because of that. It's not necessarily, oh, my gosh, they got pure talent. Here's a problem with the Lakers with the Denver Nuggets. If you fall down 0-2 to the Denver Nuggets, they got two of the best players in the NBA. They have the best player in the NBA. They got one of the best coaches in the league right now.
Deep.
They got the right role players. They've been already through the gauntlet and won an NBA championship. There's all these other circumstances that come with it. I'll tell you what tomorrow is. Let's try to just kind of paint a picture here. How do Lakers get a win against the Denver Nuggets? Forget win a series. How do they get one win?
Can I make it really simple?
Sure.
Exactly what they did on Monday without gagging it away at the end.
But I think gagging it away at the end is not uncommon watching the Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets.
But what else would you want to go right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you can't ask D'Lo to make more threes.
No, but I tell you what you can do. You can't score 40 points and a half. You can't score 31 points in the final 17, 18 minutes of that game, whatever it was. Okay? Here's the problem with...
But how are you going to do it? Like, I understand what you're saying.
So here's the problem with... It's not just D'Angelo Russell hit 7 threes yesterday. Is he going to hit 7 threes again? it's not just Anthony Davis gave you 32 points and was 13 of 14 from the field. AD is really the one I'll focus on for a quick second.
Okay.
It's also when you do it. When you do it, there's going to be more critical points to a game. First quarter is not as critical as fourth quarter. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying that fourth quarter, when it is money time, the best players usually show who they are. Jokic showed it, Murray showed it, and LeBron showed it.
Yep.
Three players showed it in that game on Monday night in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis, it was basically LeBron going 2-on-1. LeBron had to play against two stars while he didn't have another star to play with in that fourth quarter. But just to go back to how the Lakers beat the Denver Nuggets for one game, just one game. Even if LeBron gives you it, even if AD gives you it, and even if D'Lo hits seven threes, they don't have anybody on the bench.
Yeah.
You got to have two or three guys that give you something. Let me add another layer to this as well. Can Darvin Ham, maybe the answer is no to this. Can Darvin Ham, hey, if that's what they're going to do, let me just kind of show this plan B here real quick. Hey, we're not going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. We're not going to run the same. It's not going to be LeBron determining everything for the final 12 minutes of the game. Little things like that could be the difference of a W. And I'm again, Trev, I'm not talking about making it a series. I'm not talking about winning four games. I'm talking about winning one game tomorrow.
It's deeply, deeply difficult to find a way to make you not even like genuinely believe, like, hey, this is going to happen, but even give you that glimmer of, hey, this could, right? If we're ranking things, oh, they're going to win, to, I think they can win, to, you know, if this kind of happens to, hey, look, if everything breaks our way, then maybe we still have a slim chance. That's what it feels like. And I understand fourth quarter more important than third quarter. Coach helping, you know, a little bit more than hurting at the end of it, all of these things. You basically got the recipe you needed on Monday night. Like, all of the things you needed. Did Denver not play its best game? Yep, they didn't.
I don't think they've really played that great in the series so far.
I don't think so either. So you've gotten that. That's kind of broken your way. You need them to come back to you a little bit. Okay, check. LeBron looked good? Yep. Mm-hmm. 80 looked good? I understand the fourth quarter was a disaster. But the answer is yes, he has. D'Angelo, one game was a clunker, one game pretty darn good. Okay? What more do you want to throw in there that's going to put you over the top? You need the Nuggets to play.
That's realistic.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So you need the Nuggets to back up more?
So I need Rui to give me 15 on top of all that.
Unlikely.
I need Reeves to, maybe more likely Reeves than Rui.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. or the Nuggets back up a little bit. Michael Malone make a tactical error. Darvin make a really shrewd adjustment.
Jamal Murray shoot even worse than he
what
shot.
What I mean, it's like you
Jokic getting foul trouble. Think of all the things we're asking
you
for.
You had like 9 of the 10 things you need go your way, mm-hmm. and you lost.
And you blew a 20-point lead in the process.
It's just so deeply discouraging. And so here are some numbers for you. LeBron James has been down 0-2 in his career 10 times in a best-of-7 series, right? It's the first time it's ever happened in the first round. He's won 3 of the previous 9. Not great, right?
It's actually numbers higher than I thought.
A little bit, but it's 1 out of 3.
He has the most wins when down 0-2 in NBA history, but yeah, it's
3 out of 9.
Exactly.
Do we know the last one? I'm just assuming the Warriors. Were they down
0-2? 2023 Warriors were down 0-2 against the Kings. They ended up winning 4-3.
What I meant, Braun specifically.
Oh, okay.
Because I wonder if that number is, Trav, that number could have been 7 years ago.
Right.
It was in 2018 against the Celtics. So they were down 0-2 against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they ended up winning 4-3.
So 6 years ago against Boston. A lot has changed in 6 years for LeBron
James. A ton has changed. And just generally speaking, teams come back from an 0-2 hole 7% of the time. So LeBron's way above the average. It's the playoffs. Only good teams are left, theoretically. And if somebody's up 2-0, you've got a less than 1 in 10 shot at coming back.
And you're not playing OKC.
Right.
Where it's like, all right, well, they've never been in
LeBron's
this spot
not 29 years old. AD isn't the guy that you can just say, like, I'm going to bet my retirement fund on him showing up when it matters most. He's not that guy. So what happens next?
Those percentages are, I'd not know, not that I thought the percent, I didn't know it was 7%.
So of the times that a team has gone up or gone down 2-0. So if the series is at 2-0, the team that has the lead at 2-0 has won 92.7% of the time, 416 teams that has worked.
Think about it. You got to win 4-5. That's really hard. It's really hard. Like if the Lakers were
can
up 2-0.
Can you say that again? What'd you say? The beginning. You
to
said,
win four out of five times against any. Like if the Lakers were up 2-0 in an alternate universe. Even the Nuggets, like let's say the Lakers go in there and they steal a couple. At this point, you're like, the Lakers are going to win this series because just to beat somebody 4 out of 5
sure.
is really difficult sure. to yeah. do.
Also, some of these numbers that I put on the screen, the ones, the top one, the 0-2, 3-3 times that people have come back, some of those are not 7-game series. So just so you know, too, some of these are down 0-2
in a 5-game set.
Yeah, a 5-game set. But
which
just,
is far,
it's still a bonkers number.
They're going to have something extraordinary happen, and they're gonna have to have something extraordinary happen 4 times in 5 games, and that's why last or Monday night was just so incredibly hard to deal with sleep, because your chance was just extend it. You needed to get to the point where, hey, look, anything can happen. Well, now the anything is 1 in a billion as opposed to 1 in 10, and that's where they find themselves right now, and it's just such a bummer because they it was right there.
So I did see this. I saw somebody point this out. They've lost. Denver has lost 4 of 5 games this season, one time, and the 4 of the 5, all of them were on the road, and it was back in November.
Yeah, and it was
November.
We got 4 or 5 months left of this. Let's be strategic.
Three of those teams were playoff teams, so. Anyways,
cross your fingers that Jokic goes 0 for 20 and Murray goes 0 for 30.
You give him 1 for 30.
1 for 30. You could do that. Walker Buehler's coming back. We just don't know when. That's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Doesn't mean you can't have fun watching the NBA playoffs, because Prize Picks is right there for you. At Prize Picks, you pick between 2 and 6 players. You pick more or less on their stat projections. And you can win up to 25 times your money. You think Ohtani's going to get a couple of hits tonight? Pick more. You think, I don't like the matchup. You can pick less, Lee. That's Prize Picks. That's why they got more than 3 million users, including one Alan Sliwa.
Every single day, there's some type of action going on in the world of sports. A little bit later tonight, you got the two young teams taking on each other in the NBA, the Pelicans and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, I got Jalen Williams here. I got to pick more or less 19.5 points. I'll go more. Brandon Ingram, more or less than 19.5 points. I'll go more. What does that do? It kind of gives me a game that I'm not only going to watch, but now I could have some skin in the game. I could enjoy doing it. It takes about 60 seconds to submit your entry. And make sure you do this to take advantage of this special offer. Download the app today. Use that code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code 710 on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No, the way you looked, they're like, whoa, okay.
You knew exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
No
is
one.
The, is this the one, Slee?
You and Lady Slee?
Yeah. Is this the one?
Mix that into the rotation.
Somebody, Marvin Gaye.
That's so funny.
Happy birthday, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
So this morning I came in accusing everybody. I forgot my coffee mug yesterday here.
Uh-huh.
So, and I make coffee at home, fill up the thing. I'm drinking on my, you know, I'm on the drive-in. And then usually once we get in here and we're done prepping, then I'll go make another cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot this here yesterday. And I go to the kitchen. I'm just assuming that it's in the kitchen. So I'm only checking the cabinets, right? And then I'm like, who freaking took my coffee mug?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took it. So I walk over to the other side, you know, on the partnership side, sales side. And Ron is back there and Sam is back there. And I'm looking and I'm like, somebody took my coffee mug. I'm having a conversation with Kobe in the back. Kobe, another one of our, who basically told me his entire story of how he watched the Lakers. A lot of people are fans of certain teams.
Yeah.
Kobe is, reminds me of when I was like 21 years old watching the Lakers, right? And he told me how they lost and what he did, how he basically just sat looking, staring at a wall at home for like 7 minutes to decompress. It's just one of those, right? Like,
okay.
Jamal Murray hits a shot.
Sure.
The whole time he's talking, his area of where he's like towards the back.
You're just scanning for your mug.
So now I have like my angle was better to look to see who took my mug. So I run into Chris, and I even went into Chris's office because Chris usually has 14 coffee cups sitting in there.
Yeah.
Right? So I went into Chris's office. Chris wasn't even in there, and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, this guy's got it. This guy's got it. He doesn't have it. I see Chris in the hallway. I'm like, I got to find my coffee mug, bro. You know what he said? What an idiot. I'm such an idiot.
He said, what an idiot?
No. I'm an idiot. Because he said, did you check the dishwasher?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, and I've seen, for some reason, because I think there was like years where that dishwasher was never used. So I sure. never look in there. Like it was always broken or just nobody ever used it. And he goes, did you check the dishwasher? I walk right back in there. I open the dishwasher. There's my mug. Every other person on the sales side is like, you came in here accusing all of us that we took it, and you dumbass, it's in the dishwasher.
Did you put it in the dishwasher?
No, I didn't put it in
there. Where did you leave it?
So I think yesterday what happened, I left it, I forgot it, like, I didn't even put it in the, in the sink. I put it by the microwave mm-hmm. to go back and get it. Like,
so
I was going to go back and get it.
Very conscious, very nice.
Very nice.
Sees dirty mugs around the office.
That I
and
left
is,
there.
And is deciding, hey, someone probably would love for this to be washed.
Puts it in the dishwasher for me,
very
and
kind.
Then I am accusing everybody.
You're fine. They were gonna wash it and then steal it.
Ah, that was coming.
Travis!
No. He's not wrong here. That's why I went right over there instantly.
You caught him right before it happened?
Listen,
no.
The mugs are...
It's probably Stephanie
being
very
I was looking at
nice.
It. Can you turn that 90 degrees for
yeah.
me? Yeah, that's a Yeti coffee mug. That's a,
it's
what?
It's gone.
Is that like $700? Like the Yeti stuff doesn't come cheap.
It's Michelle's company she works for, and they, you know, they brand it and they gave
it
to her.
Oh, so it's not even yours.
Else.
So you stole it from Michelle.
Mine. I stole
yeah.
from her.
Yeah.
You watched
so
it before?
Then I have to go back and explain to her somebody else stole it.
Yeah, the company got a business if that thing went disappeared. It was Yeti. That Yeti stuff is it's great stuff, but my goodness.
You ever walk into, like REI is a good example. REI, if you ever go into an REI, they got Yetis just
oh,
all
sure.
there, the coolers.
Yeah.
And the moment I look at the price, I'm like,
the GDP
no, I'm
of a small country.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep walking over towards the clearance section in the back and see if we got
Igloo.
Anything.
Get an Nalgene.
You know that I have a cooler fetish, right? Like,
yeah.
I love
never
a good cooler.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm with you.
I do.
Okay.
All right,
let's
I do.
Call Susan up. Call the wife.
Look, if I came home and she was packing cold
call
beers into a
Conan?
Cooler, that's the Marvin Gaye song for me. Like, she's icing down the
let's
go.
Get together.
It's on.
That's
like
funny.
Something's going to happen.
That's funny.
But I've wanted, there's a very specific one that I want. I want the one that zips at the top, but that can be worn as a backpack.
My dad has that one.
Okay, it's awesome.
It
it's
is
a big,
awesome.
It's awesome. It's also the price of a car. So I'm like, no, I'm
yep,
not,
that's
I'm not doing that.
That's the price of a car. That is a price.
So I it's, you know, it's aspirational, I guess, at this
Does
point.
Does Costco sell?
Susan,
see, then you watch the
cool
you
there?
Watch the cold Coors Light go into the ice. Then you lock the top. Remember when you couldn't get the cooler open? You're like, how the hell do I get this thing
oh
open?
My
you gotta pull
God.
Down.
And you're
and
like,
open
oh,
it
Susan, you want to watch some of the NFL's most vicious hits?
Starting to get me.
Okay, this is not.
Get a taco guy.
This is not real.
It's like an anniversary.
Oh, my man.
This is a car.
I know.
You ever heard of the Yeti Tundra 210 Hard Cooler White?
I bet I don't know it by its name, but I bet I know it.
It's basically the same name as like a brand of a Toyota Camry.
Ford Escape.
Yeah, Ford Escape. It is just a cool $900.
My cousin, who's a professional fisherman, uses Yetis because it's the height of...
Okay, professional as in he's a commercial fisherman? He catches fish to sell to restaurants, or he catches sport fish as his occupation?
He is a commercial fisherman.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he fish for?
I'm sorry?
What does he fish for?
I don't know. He's one of those family members that...
He's not
related. Related to the Fat and Cap.
Got it. Understood. Mm. Understood. 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 Walker Buehler was going to try to pitch at the end of last year. Didn't make it back. That wasn't a huge surprise because he's coming back from his second arm reconstruction. Mm-hmm. Then it was, okay, he'll be ready to go at the beginning of next year. Not true. Still has not pitched. We're a month into the season. And now it's, he might need a little more time in the minor leagues because he's just not quite ready to go. Dodgers starting pitching has been mediocre to less than that. And they're going to need him back at some point. They're going to need him. They're going to need Kershaw. They're going to need Bobby Miller to come back. Emmett Sheehan. You know, you want to throw Dustin May in there. They got a lot of guys that are unavailable right now. But Buehler's the one that I thought that would be back by now, and he's still not.
Sure.
And with two arm surgeries, you got to wonder if it's just like you're going to get what you get. But can you really bank on it at any point anymore, the way that you used, because he was one of the best pitchers in baseball for a period of time.
So this is you and I were talking about this morning, that there's the name Walker Buehler. Listen, Dodger fans, this dude was balling out for a long time.
He's the reason you won the World Series in large part.
If he wasn't your ace, it was him and Kershaw. Just as an example. I know there's other pitchers, Max Scherzer, you throw in other players that have been here, other pitchers have come and gone. But you still are associating the name Buehler. And what you're saying, if I gave you a sheet of paper in a month from now and it said, okay, here are my starting five. I got Glasnow, I got Yamamoto, Bobby Miller's back in there. Walker Buehler's name is on there as well. Instantly, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
That's my only hesitation, is I think a lot of fans right now are expecting, and maybe this isn't the expectation, if they expect Walker Buehler to come back to the Dodgers and, hey, here's that dude that's been dealing for X amount of years, that ace, that's a very unfair expectation. What's a proper expectation for him?
You get what you get. And I hate to say it. You know what I mean? Because you're right. The reason they won the World Series in 2020,
this year,
he's a free agent at the end of the year. He's a free agent at the end of the year. There's just not enough guys. If you want to be optimistic, you look at Nathan Eovaldi from the Rangers, who was terrific for them in the World Series run last year. They won the World Series in large part because Nathan Eovaldi was awesome. He's had two of these surgeries. There's just not a lot of guys that have. You know, like, we know for sure that Tommy John surgery, it works. Guys pitch, they break, they screw their arm back together, wait a year, they come back, they're pretty darn good. A lot of times they're even better. We don't know. Like, the second one through, I don't know. Could he be, if he's good, I think that's a huge win. If he's very good, it's a borderline miracle. But there's a chance that he's okay. It's the second time through this. I mean, who knows? You just don't know, and the longer it's delayed, the less you know.
He said, I'll read a quote here. He said, I think everyone hopes the adrenaline will make you throw harder. My velo has been okay, but maybe we'll get a tick or a little bump. You guys have seen me for a few years and know that I'm pretty emotional on the mound, so I think I'm definitely excited to feel everything again.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me takes this as, hey, maybe when I get back out there, because I am back out there, the adrenaline is there. I'm in a Major League Baseball game. I'm at Dodger Stadium, or I'm on the road.
Yep.
That will help kind of...
Yep. For a game? Two? Five?
About two innings.
that's what I'm saying.
At some point... third inning's not going to be... Yeah,
at some point, you're playing the Reds in August. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're getting the... I mean, maybe. I don't know. I never pitched in the big leagues, but I think you just want the stuff. And who knows what's coming next?
Or you're compensating because you don't. That stuff is not the same.
He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. You got to put some stuff out there, I would think, unless someone's just going to go completely on the faith of what you've been previously, which was amazing. They won the World Series because of him. We kind of move over this because, what was his name? Kevin Cash made that crazy decision to make
a
pitching
Snell
change
out.
To take Snell out. It's just setting guys down, and then they immediately won the game and they won. But the reason that game felt like, okay, this is a problem, but you weren't panicking.
You had Bueller.
You had Bueller waiting to pitch in game seven. Mm-hmm. And no one had put a bat on him in basically a couple of years. If you get that guy back, it's forget it. It's been a long time since he's been that guy. Hot and cold coming up next is Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, guys, what's hot is not Travis's ice cooler fetish. It is Beyonce.
Speak for yourself.
So the reason why Beyonce is hot is because a mom of a little kiddo, not at the screening of Civil War, just recorded her kiddo talking about his love for Beyonce and how he really wanted to meet her. So this is the little kid.
Beyonce.
What?
Beyonce.
Where or who?
Where is Beyonce?
Beyonce's in her house, baby. You like her songs?
Can they visit Beyonce?
No, we don't know her personally. We don't know her personally. She's not Mama's friend. She doesn't live here also, baby.
She's her friend.
She's our friend?
Yeah, this kid is not getting.
Did
that
she ask to visit Beyonce? Is that what she asked?
Can I visit Beyonce?
That's great.
No, she's not her friend, and just could not comprehend that Beyonce didn't know her mom personally. And then Beyonce saw this video and sent the kid flowers. And so that's something that Beyonce does a lot. It's like if she sees a shout out, if she gets come across her and her team's desk, they'll send flowers. Sent a beautiful set of flowers to this kid. So shouts out to Beyonce.
That's a cool
story. Very classy and wonderful of you to do for that kid.
Let's make a video, Slee. Let's make a video where we want to go visit Beyonce, and we're huge Beyonce fans. We're members of the Beehive.
Video.
And there you go.
Do a lip sync to this video, as in one of you is the mom, one of you is the little kid. It's like, can we meet Beyonce? I'll see it.
Get some flowers.
Pretty sure Beyonce will send her security to these idiots out of here.
But I always love that when, you know, a team, whether or not it's actually the person saying, hey, do this, and if the team's doing it, I think it creates a fan for life. You know?
Doesn't make a difference to that kid. It doesn't make a difference to that mother, whether it's a publicist that sees it and sends it or not.
Oh,
it makes no difference.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's very cool. And I think that is something cool to highlight. So what's cold is the Jets. So, you know, a lot of teams will do this when a storied player in their franchise goes to a different team. They say, thank you, so-and-so. Thank you, Jalen Ramsey. Thank you for everything you've done for us. You want us, help us win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
You are great. Have all the luck in Miami, basically.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with you got to have, obviously, history.
Great moments.
Good
heights.
Moments in that team.
Yes.
If you help them win something, even if you didn't win the whole thing. But
right.
It's like that fan base says, yeah, that's one
memories.
Of our guys.
So
that's the best way. Or be there a really long time.
Sure. Right.
Just be an institution in the organization.
Roy Hibbert.
There is somebody who does not meet those qualifications that did get a thank you text. The Jets put out a thank you Zach Wilson post for him moving on to the Denver Broncos, and it just got destroyed by Jets fans and Jets non-fans alike. And why do you even do that? Why say thank you, Zach Wilson? What's there to thank? No one would even notice if he didn't get a thank you.
This is the exact opposite of what
weird.
We just talked about, where like Beyonce's publicist is like, hey, you know what would be cool? You know it's good for Beyonce. You know it's good for that kid. And it's absolutely no skin off our nose. Send that kid flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great work by your team to realize there's an opportunity. It's easy. It doesn't cost us. Bam, nail it. This is the exact opposite of that. This is nobody's expecting you to do anything, and you go out of your way to do the dumbest thing? Like, what Zach Wilson was there 3 years? Two or three years, right? He was just objectively awful the entire time he was there. His teammates openly disliked him.
Not a single great game.
Not a single. The fans openly disliked him.
Memory of saying, when he did this.
Just let him leave. It happens. Guys come in, they come out, no big deal. You forget about him 5 minutes after it happens. Why go out of your way to.
It looks cheesy. It looks bad. It looks a little desperate. I don't know what it is.
Jets, like,
why do you want to remind anybody that you picked him in the first place?
The Jets social is so funny because I don't know if you guys remember this, but back when Sam Darnold got like mono for like a couple months or right when he started being their quarterback, they had a when they did their announcements of their injury report, it's a picture of him, Sam Darnold, pointing as if like it's a very intense photo like they take for those media day things, and it says out, mononucleosis. And it's just like, just do another photo, or don't even announce on the social that he has mono. Because we all know how you get mono.
If you did something really bad, dumb, stupid, you just, God, I can't believe I ever did that. Like, I don't know, draft Zach Wilson, number 2 overall. You want to remind people of that? Hey, remember that guy who sucked, who we took number 2 overall like 2 years ago? Remember him?
Well,
he's gone now. Let's say goodbye.
Here's the problem. They're trying to also... There are organizations out there. Sometimes they do something. You say, you know what? I like that move. That's a classy move that they did this or they did that. Zach Wilson?
Like, Post what got is engagements, the... though.
I'm sure it got engagements.
Any of them positive?
Hey, positive, negative, any it's pub, all engagements.
Just spell my name right? Is it one of those?
Yeah, any pub is good pub.
That is a hot mess.
It is a hot mess. You're right about that.
Who's hot and who's cold is brought to you by NextGen, the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. Call 833-3-NEXTGEN. That's 833-3-N-E-X-G-E-N. Or visit NextGenAirAndPlumbing.com. The Dump is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Missed opportunity on the Travis Lee Show, quite frankly. Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day, and we didn't have pigs in a blanket. What are we doing?
Four.
What are we doing around here? Those things are so good.
Yeah, it is. Oh, come on. How can you do, like, can you go wrong?
It's a little hot dog wrapped in pastry. I mean, yeah.
Sounds pretty damn good.
Can't go wrong. That, you know what's good? You know those little, like, Pillsbury crescent roll things that you open the tube and you fold them on themselves? Mm-hmm. Put a real hot dog inside of one of those. It's not like it's like a hog in a blanket. It's not a little piggy.
Do you ever get the hot dogs from, I guess, do you guys have Annie Ann's here?
Yeah, the pretzel place.
Yeah, I just know if it's Wetzel's Pretzels has the monopoly over pretzel places in malls.
I've seen an Auntie Ann.
Annie Ann's has the pretzel dogs, which are really good.
The pretzel dog is terrific.
Okay, growing up.
A bagel dog is good, too.
Growing up.
I actually haven't had.
We used to have, we definitely would cook hot dogs and use pita bread. 1,000%.
Look, I like pita bread. I love hot dogs. And all the cuisine you've talked about from your culture sounds really good to me.
I don't know about you, Jorge. Using tortillas?
No way.
How are you not?
Emily, white bread?
It's just, no, that's exactly what I would do. Bimbo. Pan Bimbo, you fold it in half.
I've taken a piece of white bread and used it as a hot dog bun. I've done that. But I like pita. all the cuisine you've talked about from your family, like, sounds pretty good.
We'd melt cheese on there as well.
That doesn't sound very good to me.
I dig it. I'd have it. It's
good.
I'd have it.
It's good.
Was it all right?
It's very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take your word for it. It's also National Bucket List today, and you have a little tidbit on that.
One of my favorite trivia facts is that the first known usage, really, of the term bucket list was after the movie that wasn't that successful, The Bucket List, where these two guys, Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson, were just trying to do these things before they kicked the bucket. So the bucket list comes from the term things I want to do before I kick the bucket, and I shortened it to bucket list. And this movie came out in 2007. So this is not a very long term with us.
No, it feels like an old expression.
Exactly. It feels like it's always been with us, but it's like basically 15, 16 years old.
Do you guys have a bucket list? Like the things you want to do? Places you want to see?
I got one. Sporting event-wise, I think I've mentioned this to you, Jorge, and I know it's a random one, but I would love to go to a European soccer match.
Real Madrid, Barcelona, El Clásico.
I want to go to a Premier League game. Yeah. I don't want World Cup. I don't want the World Cup. Give me a Premier League game. Give me something. It's an Arsenal versus Man U or Manchester.
Champions League.
Arsenal versus Luton Town.
I want it to be at one of their. Yes. I want it to be at one of their stadiums. You know what I mean? Like that would be.
Do you have something at the top of your list, Em? Place to go, a thing to do.
Honestly, there's a lot of
Lakers Hornets in December.
I feel like there's a lot of things like I need to do. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of things that I'd like to do if they came around, but I feel like I'd be a fulfilled life. I mean, honestly, bucket list, have children. Like that's probably number one. But yeah.
Jorge, is yours a sporting thing?
Yeah, sporting thing. Yeah, mostly the World Cup. Attend any game. It doesn't matter. Just the top players in the world.
Go to the Oscars. Yeah.
Oscars.
That's
the
a
Oscars,
perfect one for you.
I think would be a bucket list item.
You just want to sit in the crowd and get dressed up, and that's it?
I think as long as I'm dressed up.
I feel like Ireland could make that happen for you.
Close with the.
John knows everybody.
What do we need?
Emily wants to attend the Oscars at some point. Just go.
She wants to do what?
Attend the Oscars.
Mason, probably better than me.
Okay.
Mason lives in that world. Okay. I wouldn't go to the Oscars if you paid me.
No, it's not for me either, but for her.
But those are Mason's people. He likes those schmoozy,
with all the basketball people in your life, like there's got to be somebody somewhere that could get like top deck at the thing.
Well, they are an ABC. It's an ABC show, and we work for Disney.
Does it move around? Is it always on ABC?
It's been ABC.
It's been on ABC for years.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you Masters? If you had a sports bucket list, if you had to pick one sporting event,
it's funny.
That you'd
like we've talked. My buddies and I were having this conversation about Johnny. You've never played Augusta, have you?
I haven't, and I tried really hard before my dad died. My dad died in 2017 to get me and him on.
Yeah,
and I couldn't pull it off. Main reason why, and I didn't know this until I tried it. That course is closed all summer.
Right.
So if you're got a job in the NBA like I do, your chances are almost zero.
Yeah, do you play the Hawks, right?
Well, and you have to know a member.
Yeah.
Joe Lacob is a member at Augusta, so Clay has played it, and Michael could work that angle. But I don't know, why would Lacob be in Georgia while we're there, and would he even say yes?
Yeah.
And now Clay might be leaving the Warriors anyway.
Well, you said the most important part. I would love to do it. I would love to go, but I only want to go under the perfect circumstances. Like if you just said to me,
I'm the same as you.
Tomorrow, Trav, there's an opening at Augusta. If you can get there, you can play. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you said you can bring your dad, I would move heaven and earth to get it done, go to the Masters, it takes. But just go.
I don't think I would go. My parents went, and they said it's unbelievable. But I don't think I would go unless I could play. Do you know this media day thing?
You get to play the day after the tournament.
And if you've already played it before, you go to the bottom of the list. So if you and I got credentialed for it, we'd literally be there's a box that says, have you ever played Augusta? We both check no. We go right to the front.
But if you played, you're on the bottom.
If you played,
we're waiting for.
If you played, then you know, and if it says, have you played, and then how many times... And so their whole idea is
they want somebody else to
get somebody who's never experienced it to do it. And there's tons of guys we know who have played it.
Yeah. Well, Emily just said something in my ear that apparently somebody, a woman that had gotten credentialed to
a female reporter who is a media member had gotten into this lottery.
Right.
And she had never played golf before. Her first round of golf.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't like have my first round of golf but be at Augusta.
If you're not a golfer and you're just like, I'll go out there and do it.
On the other hand, do you say no?
Of course not.
Like, probably not. Like, I've never played tennis on a clay court, and I'm not a great tennis player, but if somebody said, you can go play at the French Open, I might try it.
Do you have a bucket list? Was it the Masters to play Augusta with your dad?
I failed miserably. But I will say this. There were several people that were incredibly helpful throughout that whole thing. Pat Hayden is a member there. And Pat was willing to do whatever it took. And then my dad got sick.
You know who I saw knocking around at the Masters this most recent tournament? I didn't know he's a member until I saw him there in the green jacket. Peyton Manning.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And that's one of those places you don't ask, it just shows up in your mailbox one day. We would like to extend an invitation to you to join this club.
But I love the credentialed media after it's done.
They play the next day. They play the
Monday. So you play actual championship course
that's
on that Monday.
So you and I are similar abilities when it comes to playing golf.
Okay. Yeah, you're a little better. Yeah, go ahead.
Marginally, not in a meaningful way.
Yeah, if you play bad and I play good, I could get you.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
If I'm not talking from the million-mile tips that these guys play. We play our tees.
Play blue tees.
But you play it the Monday after. Can you break 110? I don't think I could.
No way I break 100.
No.
110, I'm thinking about it.
Because, John, we're going to three-putt almost every hole.
Right.
And you're going to four-putt many holes, and you're not going to hit many greens in regulation.
So Mark Cates asked me a hypothetical that he was kicking. Mark Cates is one of our MCs here, one of our consultant guys. He was kicking around. He's just started to golf.
Yes.
Like he's taken up golf in the last maybe 3 to 5 years. And so he texted. I got to get this right.
I think I know what it is because I think I got the same text from him.
Something about could you win the Masters if your ball started on the farthest point away from the hole on the green and everyone else played regular Masters golf?
But you're playing against the tour guys.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I said, so I'm just putting. Right. And he said, yeah. I said, I think I would win.
Not a chance.
This was my theory. If I average four putts a hole, most of the time I'm going to hit four putts.
That's par. That's 72 every day.
Right. So that's what I said.
Par is not winning the Masters.
No. This was my theory. And tell me where it goes. Because I kind of agree with you. After I thought about it, no way. I could three putt at least five holes. And if I average four.
Okay.
And then 4 days of shooting 67 would be minus 20.
Okay.
That would win it. Scheffler won it at minus 11.
Minus 20 would win it, but you're never getting to minus 20.
But I gave myself a 9-stroke cushion there,
I
too.
I understand. You're going
to... You really think we're going to average five putts a hole?
I don't think you're going to average five putts a hole, but I think there's going to be way more fives than threes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
And you're going... The best players in the world frequently putt off the green.
Right.
You're not the best player in the world.
I'm not? Crap.
So you and I are putting off the green, if not every hole, every third hole. Now I got to chip it back
onto
the green.
Why are you killing his dreams, man?
One day I think I'm going to get to play it. I have enough connections but I'm probably going to have to miss work. Like, it might have to be during the basketball season.
Oh, darn.
Would you miss a game to do it?
No, I wouldn't miss a game.
Yeah.
But I would fly there if I had two days off. If I had 2 days off, I would do it. I would stay up all night to play it.
Would you move all the same things for Cyprus?
No.
I don't think so either. Although when I was up, I went up there last month.
Have you played Cyprus?
I haven't.
What's the nicest course you've ever played?
Pebble Beach.
Yeah. For me, it's Quail Hollow.
Yeah.
Where they play the PGA.
Yeah.
I played it twice.
Where's that?
Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Worthy got me on. He's like, Worthy, if you walk in anywhere with Worthy in the state of North Carolina, doors just mad.
Have you done Harbortown?
Now that I'm friends with Oral Hershiser, I don't know what golfing connections he has. Did you hear that yesterday, John?
I heard the whole thing was great.
It was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Got to figure out where Oral is.
Yeah, I had the exact same reaction you did when he said, Travis, come up to the press box and I'll introduce you to Fernando. And I'm like, oh God, Oral, you don't know what you just did.
You have made a huge mistake.
Yeah, but you should absolutely take him up on it.
Oh, I plan to. Yeah. I plan to. Let's do a little Supercross talk.
Bonk.
Woo-woo. 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 So I got the bonk and the woo-woo in there. John, have you seen Civil War, the movie that's out right now?
No.
Okay, nor have I.
I hear it's very
interesting.
Eye-opening.
Yeah, yes,
yes.
Yes, and very violent, apparently.
Yeah.
Al's seen it. Emily has seen it a couple of times now. She went to go see it for the second time yesterday. I haven't seen it either, but I can imagine just the subject
Emily,
matter.
Why'd you go twice?
So first time I went to see it, the first opening weekend, I just want to get the experience, see it. Second time, my friend asked me, and it's kind of like a book club kind of thing. Yeah. And so I wanted
you
to go
want
for
her to go by herself or him to go by himself.
It's not uncommon. She sees movies. It's not that uncommon for you to see a movie twice, right?
No, because I have like one of those passes where I don't have to pay
every
time.
Yeah, Mason's got the same thing going. Yeah.
So let's just, instead of Civil War specifically, generally speaking, an R-rated, super loud, violent movie.
War movie. Saving Private Ryan.
War movie. Mm-hmm. Perfectly said. A war movie.
I like Saving Private Ryan, actually.
Me too. It's one of my all-time favorites. Is there any scenario where it's okay to bring your infant child to that movie? Because that's what she ran into last night. She was at a 6 o'clock, Em?
6:30
showing of Civil War, and she said there was a less than 2-year-old in the audience.
Yeah. Jorge, I know you've got little kids, so I'm trying to be respectful here.
Go for it. We already did that.
All right. But no effing way. All right. So I've told you guys this story once. I'm in the locker room of a tennis club where Lisa plays tennis all the time. It's in Manhattan Beach right by our house. And I go into the locker room and I jump in the jacuzzi. I throw my towel on a chair and I jump in the jacuzzi. I have nothing on.
Okay.
And there's another guy in there.
Yeah.
And the other guy in the jacuzzi and I are sitting there and this guy walks in with his daughter. She's maybe 2.
Okay.
And we're both naked. And when we get out.
You're in the men's locker room.
Men's locker room in a jacuzzi, both of us naked, me and this other guy.
Okay.
And this guy walks in with his daughter, and she jumps into the jacuzzi, and she's splashing around in there. And this guy, who I'm now friends with at the time, didn't know. This guy just lights up the dad, just says, look, man, this is a men's locker room. I'm not trying to tell you how to parent your kid, but we don't have any clothes on.
Right.
And we can't stay in here for hours. This is a jacuzzi.
Eventually,
I think you've
out.
Put us in a terrible spot. Mm. And the guy goes, I have no, my wife needed one day off. I'm not comfortable leaving her out by the pool by herself. And I this guy goes, well, she doesn't need to be in the effing jacuzzi. And this whole thing escalated.
Oh, well,
to the way these two started yelling at each other. And they looked at me to kind of like be the rational. And I pointed at the other guy in the jacuzzi. I go, I'm with him, man.
Yeah.
You got to get your daughter and get out.
So what happened?
He did. Got his daughter and got out.
Really? But it was a big confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
So, Mace, here's why John's telling that story.
Yeah.
Emily went to see Civil War again for the second time yesterday.
For the second. I saw it once. Okay. I didn't go a second
Pretty
time.
Gnarly?
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah.
It's a rough movie. It's very depressing, I think. Mm-hmm.
Somebody brought their less than 2-year-old to the movie last night.
Oh, come
night.
On.
18-month. Just.
Can I?
And I told Jorge, I want to be respectful of you having little kids, but you can't bring a 2-year-old to that freaking
movie.
Not
to that
no,
movie.
No, I don't. Look, the movie makes it weird, but can I try to make a defense of this?
Just try.
A little
sure.
bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you have young kids, especially if it's your first young kid.
Trial and error.
Look, you're going to make a million mistakes.
Of course.
You're going to make a million mistakes. But just sometimes, I got to get
the hell
house.
Out of the house.
Yeah. The four walls are closing in on me. I want to see this movie. I know this isn't a good idea. I'm doing it anyway. Yeah. Is that just a complete non-starter?
I think it is a terrible plan to bring a little baby kid to a movie. Now, was the kid quiet through the whole thing?
You're affecting other people's experiences.
Yes.
Like Mason used to own movie theaters, and we used to debate on the air. Like situations would come up, and Mason would I would say, okay, I get a text in a movie, and I pull out my phone and I answer the text. Do you confront me about that? And he said, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
You're affecting other people's experiences. And it changed the way, just knowing you and being friends with you, changed the way I look at that. A movie, and Emily, you and Mason, between the two, you see everything. A movie is, for 2 hours, you're engulfed in this experience. It's not.
No distractions.
Yeah, it's the reason you go. A lot of people don't even bring their phones in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And ever since then, if I got texts during a movie,
sure, Ignore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kept in my pocket.
Was baby movie baby quiet during the show?
Not really. So you know, because you've seen the movie, Al's seen the movie too, but the movie goes between like really, really loud things and incredible quiet.
Yes.
And it kind of messes with everything
and
with
what
that.
What the hell just happened? And then,
exactly.
Yep.
So every time it went quiet, I heard goo goo gaga. I heard. And then at one point in time, baby starts crying, and mom does not leave the theater.
You got well, crying baby.
Come on.
Other than an airplane, you got.
You're putting the other people in an incredibly bad spot because if they say something, they're an a-hole, and if they don't say something, their night's ruined.
I agree with you guys. I really do.
Yeah.
But I remember what it's like being a brand new parent with a little kid. And
sure.
I just got to get out
you
of the
chair. Yeah, but for that reason, I'm the guy, like, if you get on an airplane, I've had this happen to me before. Somebody walks on an airplane, and there's a crying kid in the seat, and he'll go, I can't sit there.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I'll go, I got you.
Yeah.
Give me the middle seat, 10 rows back, I'm fine.
Yeah. Get me away from this kid.
Yeah. I'll tie a business
class. For that, when you're actually, you know, because I know little kids have to get on planes.
Yeah.
They don't have to be in the movie, especially in R-rated movie.
And, literal
technically,
rule,
Mace, that's not even legal to let a kid, a two-year-old in an R-rated movie.
Yeah,
right?
Technically,
if you're at your theater and you see mom and dad.
I'm sure they didn't buy the infinite ticket, so that's where it gets a little sticky.
Right, exactly.
It's a lap child.
Mom and dad are walking into the Steve Mason Theater experience.
Yes.
You see that they've got 2-year-old Junior
into Civil War.
What's the movie?
Civil War. You stopping him at the door?
I'm going to say, yeah, this movie's not appropriate for children.
Okay, it's my kid. I think it's okay if he sees it.
All right. I don't want if your child starts crying or making noise in the theater, then we're going to have to have a conversation.
All right.
Something
I'm
like
surprised
that.
You even let it go that far.
Yeah.
I would just say, I'll return your money, but you're
Sounds
affecting
like the
other people.
Movie.
I'm not in favor of a total baby ban. I'm not.
You're not anti-baby.
I'm not anti-baby. I am not in favor of
Jeff, it says like signs no food, no drink. He has a
no babies.
Exactly. Alamo has only. You can only bring kids to kid-friendly shows. That's the only time anyone under 18 unattended can go to only kids-friendly shows, and this was not the
Where
Alamo.
Did you see this movie?
AMC Burbank 16.
Okay.
The one with the
Are you
Batman
a Stubbs member?
I'm not, so I had to pay out of pocket for this one.
Yeah,
so,
I get at least 3 free movies every month, which is
That's
bargain
a
for me for like $25 a month,
I don't
right?
think I've been seen 3 movies in a theater this year.
Oh, I know. I've seen 0.
There's the higher level.
I went to Barbie
we
on a dare.
Week, right?
the
higher level of AMC Stubbs.
I'm at the highest. I took the high level.
You can get three a week.
Oh, not 3 a week, but who could see 3 a week?
I mean,
her.
Oh, you do.
There aren't enough movies.
You could see 3 a weekend.
Like this past weekend, I was like, all right, what
you
am I going to see?
Abigail, you could see Civil War, and then you could go see Kong.
I felt like there was nothing to see this week, so I'm waiting for the tennis movie, which is coming out on Friday. Challenger.
So you know that movie's been done for 2 years?
Has it really?
Yeah, why is it sat in a can?
Because Zendaya's in it, and she has such a huge social media presence that they thought if they released it during the pandemic, they would be throwing it away.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so
I've heard it's rather steamy.
The movie is steamy. And apparently,
Top Gun Maverick, same thing, was done 18 months before
I knew that
would have
been in the can.
Yeah, apparently Challengers is great.
I've heard it's
very
erotic.
I've heard it's great, and I hear it's very very sexy.
Yeah.
It's
racy.
Right?
Well, she has a menage a trois with two guys.
Correct.
In this movie,
is
right?
what it appears. Yeah. Mike Feist and
Josh O'Connor.
Thank you, Josh O'Connor.
He played young Prince Charles in The Crown.
And won the Emmy
also,
for it.
Also, another thing, too, it's written by the same person who. So, writer of Challengers is the husband of the writer of Past Lives.
Okay.
Both are movies that involve.
Now we're going deep.
Thruples.
Director.
Basically.
Same director as Call Me By Your Name.
Yes, Luca Guadagnino.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And,
it's turned into a cinephile.
I heard you guys talking about what the Lakers are up against being down 0-2.
Yeah.
Rarely has anything ever been this black and white. I went down this rabbit hole this morning. All right, so 151 teams in the NBA have gone down 0-3. 151. How many have won?
Zero.
Correct.
Yeah.
0 for 151. Mm-hmm. Now, never. It's never happened. So if the Lakers lose, that's pretty much
lights
out. But if they win, at least one team has come back to win a series trailing 2-1 in every year since 1996 in the NBA. Last year, the Warriors did it. They were down 0-2 to the Kings.
Okay.
Came back and won it in 7. The year before, 4 teams did it in 2022. And in 2021, 6 teams did it. So, I mean, that's a legitimate argument.
Yes,
that,
sure.
That if you go down 2-1, you're still alive. But if you lose, that rarely has anything been that black and white.
And I'm sure you
then
don't.
It is a
but
must
the
win.
The numbers.
Oh,
of
it's definitely
the
a must win.
Even for me.
Yeah, it is a must win. Yeah. Exactly.
The teams that come back, how often are the teams that come back that the, for lack of a better word, the lower seed, the inferior of the two? Like, to be down 2-0, if
well,
you're...
Well, the Warriors did it last year. They
right, but if you're the 2 seed playing the 7 and the 2 is up 2-0, those are the numbers that I'd like to see, right? That how often does that team
yeah,
come
sure,
back?
Sure,
where if
the lower seed.
The 7
yeah.
grabs
well,
a couple...
Of the time, most of the time, it is the higher seed that is
yeah.
ahead.
Because you're at home.
It's the old line, you know, a series doesn't start until you win on the other team's home court. I
do not believe that.
You think the series is over now?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
I believe they needed to get one.
Yeah, they needed to get one in Denver. And, you know, there's
everything went right in game two except for the very end. Like, everything.
I was looking at some numbers today. So, in the second halves of this series so far, first two games, Denver is plus 32. If you go back six games, so in other words, the four playoff games last year
plus
and
the
two playoff games, they're plus 54. I mean, they
this
are
is
just,
in the second half.
In the second half, they're
they
just
make
clock,
the adjustments, but
yeah,
they make adjustments.
They do, and they are. They mm-hmm. know how to finish games. We've seen this,
and they've got the best player.
Yes, they do.
They've got the right now. They've got the best player, who is
yeah,
better at the end than he is at any other point.
They're perfect.
Another guy that
at the end
is
of games.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. They're
they
really,
had their shot.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
They had their shot on Monday night, and
I refuse to accept defeat. Yeah, you know, I watched Titanic last week. I mean, I'm that guy.
Did you really watch Titanic last week? The entire three and a half hours or whatever it was?
I caught maybe the last 20 minutes.
Did you catch the part where there wasn't room for Leo on the raft because Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
Are you a subscriber to the door was big enough for both of them?
Yeah, the door was big enough for both of them.
She insists. She says she gets asked that question a lot. She insists it was not.
I completely disagree. I
completely a buoyancy physicist.
Yeah. But I'm the guy in the tuxedo where they're playing music and the guy says, "You got to get in a lifeboat." He goes, "Not leaving.
It's
We're prepared
Ireland,
to go down."
Michael
as
and
gentlemen.
You know, Pepe picked the Lakers in three. Can you believe that? Lakers
the,
in three.
The horse.
There he is.
Well, I guess it could happen. Maybe something very weird
sure,
will happen tomorrow
extremely
night.
Extremely weird. Yeah.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.